WHDD presents Susan Says.
I don't know about you listeners, but I and most people I know are exhausted, drained, sick, and tired of the games played by deranged Donnie and his minions, shrinking though they may be. We have had indictments, sentences, now an insane so-called meeting at the White House, in which the total incapacity and ignorance of the man who would be, well, he'd settle for king, though more likes being a dictator, was revealed. When will it stop? How much more can we take? Anecdotally, shrinks all over are saying they have treated more Trump derangement syndrome and anxiety in the last 2 years than ever before. Around the world, things are collapsing, imploding. As a result, the markets tank, and still he sits like a pouty two-year-old, arms folded, dragging at his jacket and coat lapels to try and cover the fat, and we are captive. I think the press should stop covering him. What about the tweets? Well, how can we avoid them? The name-calling, the childish rancor, the absolute inability to tell the truth? We have to try. I've blocked him. They are all about the institutions. Can they hold? I don't happen to think so, but who knows? They just appointed a judge who the Bar Association said didn't have the rudimentary idea about the law. Yeah, the courts are bye-bye now. The Senate, well, forget it. It's only Nancy and the House and some press that are keeping America alive. This week alone, I read two historians ask if this is the end of our country as we know it. Well, yeah. The question is, can we recover? The environment? No. It's gone. For eons. We might not even be here longer, so all these lovely rich people, your tax cuts and other bull, well, you'll be dead. So, doesn't do you any good. I could go on, but I'm too tired, exhausted, actually. Oh, wait. There was actually one good piece of news today. Last week, the New York Post wrote an article about a little girl whose parents couldn't afford her medicine for cystic fibrosis. It was $20,000 for an interim time between insurance picking it up. A wealthy New Yorker stepped up and paid it, though the shamed company, I won't even mention their damn name, had decided to help, so some people are good. Well, it's a start, but I'm still exhausted.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.